York. We'll be leaving in 10 minutes.
Now I think you should go and get our tickets, huh? That is supposed to be your job, I thought.
No, no, no. My job is saying goodbye to Carmine.
Hey. Chicago.
Okay, all right. You collected
your
Thank you, thank you.
Now, I have separated each person's money into pleasure accounts.
Would you just give me that?
Listen, Angel Face, maybe you should stay here and help me run the pizza bowl, huh? Wouldn't that be more fun than going to New York?
Now, Carmine, how can I put this without hurting your feelings? That's ridiculous.
I know, but I don't want you to go.
I don't
want you to stay here. You're going to be going.
I know, but I'm going to miss you, Carmine. Carmine, I feel a little self-conscious about doing this in a bus depot.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, better. Yes,
huh?
Yes,
yeah,
better.
Oi.
You don't look too happy. Are you sorry I'm coming with you?
I invited you, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You kicked open my apartment door and said, hey, we're coming to New York.
Well, so far, that's the best part of the trip.
What do you mean, the best part? You're going back to your own old neighborhood for the street festival and for your mother's birthday.
My mother.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, Frank, that's ridiculous. A grown man being afraid of his own mother.
Yeah, well, just you wait and see how she picks on me. I wait till she sees his mustache.
I think it's beautiful.
Beautiful, huh? She'll try to pluck it right off my lip. She's still angry at me for changing my name to Frank.
What was it before?
Fabrizio. That's funny. How would you like a rap on the mouth? What's funny?
Oh, yeah.
That's the nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Hello, Mia.
Okay, friend for you.
Listen, Shirley, we got to talk.
Come on, we got to...
Here we go.
Oh,
the show's starting.
Oh, God, I love you so. Oh, God.
Watch it.
What do you want?
Do we have to want something? Can't we just be friends?
No.
No.
Well, in that case, we want something. Here, it's a list of presents we want you to pick up for us in New York City.
Yep, and we want some of them big apples.
Yeah, yeah. If you get the chance, maybe a menu from Health Kitchen.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm sorry, boys, but I won't have time to be shopping for your silly nonsense.
Oh, why? You're going to be too busy shopping for guys?
Hey. She ain't going to be looking for guys.
Well, the guys just might be looking for her, Carmine. I mean, she ain't that bad once she fixes up her face.
Yeah, that way, you don't notice the rest of her.
Excuse me, Squiggy, dear.
Yes,
may I see this for a moment? Thank you.
Burn. Good morning.
Here, here's a quarter. Go get yourself some candy.
Oh, better get some Butterfingers. We can rub it on my arm.
Connecting Allentown and Philadelphia.
Okay, I got the ticket. Make sure we are going first class, a bus with a bathroom.
Woo!
23 hours on a bus, a bathroom is a very nice touch. Well, we're all set. Oh, wait, here's your ticket, and here's yours, Pop. Now we're all set.
Goodbye. Remember, when you see Grandma, I remember two things.
What?
I taught you to speak Italian.
But you didn't.
And you're getting married.
But I'm not. But I will.
New York bus now boarding at gate 12.
Ah! I'm excited! I'm excited! I'm so excited! We'll go. Goodbye, Carmine! Be happy, Lance. Be happy, everybody.
Come on, Fabrizio.
Here, Pop. Here you go. You got my finger.
I got it.
Hey, Laverne,
do
you think about
us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Oh, Laverne, isn't it gorgeous?
Not bad for a bus.
No, I mean America. Look at the purple mountains' majesty, the amber waves of grain.
Look how the bus driver's winking at me.
Laverne!
What? That's Manhattan.
The festival.
Laverne! let's take a break and go have a beer. We'll come back later. Wonder what kind of dumbbell's gonna climb this pole Sunday, huh?
The third building on the second floor where those flags are. Do you see it?
I see it. I see it.
Stop! Here we are! I'm here with you! Oh, get the stuff. You know, Laverne, I think I packed all wrong. My suitcase is so much heavier.
I told you, these stretch thingamajigs.
Well, how much I owe you?
$4.90.
$4.90. What else?
It's $5. Keep the change.
Big spender.
Hey, everybody! I'm here! I'm back! It's me!
Laverne, is that you?
Yeah!
Shut your mouth.
I love this neighborhood. I'm going to go see Mrs. Pellini.
Couple with the luggage. What are you doing? Give her a hand.
Oh, I'm all right. Well, be real careful with that one. It's very heavy. It's mine.
Yeah, I am taller. Oh, I'll take this then.
Now, come on, Frank. I'm dying to meet your mother.
Yeah, but don't tell her I got a mustache. Maybe she won't notice it.
Oh, gee, thank you so much, Mrs. Pellini. I'll see you later, huh?
Oh, boy, he still loves me.
Hey, Cheryl, guess what? Laverne, don't ever leave me alone in a big city like this again.
Mrs. Pellini gave me a present.
Uh-huh.
Which do you want?
The orange.
Okay, I'll give my grandmother potato. She likes to play Mrs. Potato Head.
Come on, Mama. Tell me, how do I look?
Ah, you're getting fat. My granddaughter. Where's my granddaughter?
She's up outside with the festival. I thought I'd come here and be with you alone.
The greased pole. Come on. Don't climb up there. You want to get all filthy dirty? Come on.
No, it isn't greased yet. They do that the last night of the festival, and then all these teams try to climb up to the top.
Ah, sounds thrilling.
It is, Cheryl. The winning team wins a trip to Italy.
And you should see it. They slip and slide all the way up and down, and some people fall on each other's heads and everything.
It's a real riot, Cheryl.
Yeah, well, I came to New York to see the Statue of Liberty, the Staten Island Ferry Museum. Look, guys, still going to work on the pole. On the other hand, who needs dead dinosaurs, huh?
How do I look?
You look terrific.
Any lipstick on my teeth?
No. Do you know number 9?
No, but I will. I got dibs on him.
All right. Now, don't hang me up. And the Baron, it's me. It's Cousin Anthony.
Cousin Anthony? Hey!
Are you doing it?
I can't believe it. Look how good you look.
You look the same.
Oh.
What's this?
Oh, you got your last.
Who's she?
Oh, this is my best friend in the whole wide world, Shirley. Anthony DeFazio, Shirley Feeney, Anthony DeFazio.
How do you do? I'd check your hand, but I'm all greasy and sweaty. I wouldn't want to mess you up. You look so nice.
You messed me up.
Your family, she's...
Oh, what's a little dirt, you know?
All right. Hey, Laverne. Is your father going to get a team together for the grease pole climbing contest this year?
My father, are you kidding? With his back, every time he drops a dime, I have to pick it up for him, right?
Yeah, he has back trouble.
All right. Listen, I got to get back to work. Look, why don't you girls go have some fun at the booths and... I'll see you later at Grandma's house, all right? I got you last.
Yo. I'll save your seat.
All right.
He likes you, lucky dog.
He was cute when we were little and used to play doctor.
Smut with relatives, Laverne. Where will it all end?
Come on, let's go throw some balls at the toilet seat.
No, I want to go to the museum. Come on.
No, after the toilet seats. Come on.
I bet you can't do this.
You're on.
Go ahead.
Real sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Real good.
I did it.
Okay, Whitey, four, you win. You want a fishing rod or a teddy bear?
I definitely want the fishing rod. Or the teddy bear. Oh, wow. The fishing rod.
Yeah, Fabrizio wrote me about you. When he rides once a year, pigrone.
He's been very busy with his own very highly successful business.
Right, his bowling hall.
Pizza ball. I got pizza, I got bowling, I got root beer, I got big beer, I got all kind of beers I got.
A grown man who works as a soda jerk.
A was hoping you'd be happy to see me.
Yeah, I was hoping so too, but then you walk in my house with a monkey foot on your lip.
Don't you think it makes him look interesting?
He looks like an organ grinder.
You're right, I hate it.
I like you, Ed.
She likes me, Frank.
Well, that makes one of us.
Come on, Ed, I'll show you where you're going to sleep. You're going to sleep in Fabrizio's room, eh?
Ma, she can't sleep in my room. We're not married.
I know that. Are you going to sleep in the bathtub, you bum?
The teddy bear. All right, I'll take the fishing rod.
We got that stick out!
Okay, I'll take the... teddy bear.
Fishing rod, no teddy bear. You're right, Chief.
Thank you. He's so ugly, isn't he?
Yep.
How to embarrass me in front of everybody?
Not embarrassing.
Do you smell that? Do you smell that? That sausage is. Can I have two sandwiches, please?
Oh, Laverne, I don't know about having a sandwich. I mean, both sausages are less than attractive.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Rosé, I'm dreaming.
Yeah, that's right. It's a dream come true, Laverne. You see, we figured we had nothing to keep us in Milwaukee except our job and our apartment.
Oh, people are staring at us. And just how did you get here, pray tell?
We hitched.
That's right.
And you managed to arrive ahead of us?
Yeah.
That was the strange part. The more we stayed in somebody's car, the faster they drove.
Carmine drove us the fastest.
Huh?
Yeah, he gave us a head start all the way to Indianapolis.
Oh, Carmine, you...
I don't know.
I don't know.
So that I could spy on you. So that you don't fool around, and if you do, I'll have photographic evidence.
Why do you want to do something like that anyway?
Because if I don't, Carmine said he'd ruin my good looks.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Take care of, come on. I don't want our friends to see
Will you please stop the grabber-jabber, please? Lenny and I are going downtown to see where King Kong died.
Right.
Oh,
good. That's good.
Oh, listen, could we borrow your teddy bear?
No.
Oh, please, come on. I hear the toys attract women.
Yeah, especially young women.
No, come on.
You do not.
Oh, right, don't you hurt him, though.
Yeah. Hey, Laverne. We'll see you tonight at your grandmother's house for dinner.
She didn't invite you.
Not yet, she didn't invite us. But once we get our feet through the door, who could say no to these pussies?
Hey, Grandma!
Ooh, there's my baby! Oh, la mia coca!
Oh, hi, it's nice to meet you.
Finalmente! Quando hai fatto sbagliare la tua nonna, tesoro?
It's a very nice house. It's neat as a pin.
Ti ricordi che quando sei partita di qua l'ultima volta eri alta così? Come sei cresciuta?
Like a weed! She just went up like a weed! Oh, too many desserts right there.
Oh, io poi ti sei potuto addrizzare quei dentini.
Oh, my cousin Mikey does all her dental work. There's a funny story that goes along with that, but well, anyway.
Guarda quello che abbiamo fatto. Presto fai invidia alla Lolo Brigida.
Lolo Brigida, I don't know about Lolo Brigida, but she's real proud of those cars.
You so much.
Oh, she misses you too, really. Oh, Grandma, when you love someone, you could kill them.
Hey, Mother, who is this skinny little girl? Hey, what is she doing in my house?
Oh, this is my best friend in the whole wide world. This is Shirley. How do you do, Mrs. DeFazio? It is a pleasure to meet you. And may I say that on my mother's side of the family, it is believed and rumored that my great-great uncle was Italian. I ate so much, my legs are full. Oh, I feel like a beached whale. Oh, I'll never walk again.
Say, could somebody please pass me some of that hard-boiled eggplant over there?
What a good boy. Why can't you be mine, huh?
Oh, come here, Grandma. Let me help you clear the table.
Oh, you're such a wonderful girl.
Oh, yeah, girl. I know.
Hello, Waltz up, your mama.
Just don't break nothing, huh?
Pick, 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 pick. That's all she does is pick, pick, pick.
So, Shirley, you want to go see the fireworks with me tonight?
She hate it. Somebody's got to go call Carmine tonight.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, all right, I will. Just keep blinking, Anthony. The spots will go away in a minute.
Ecco qua, belle fumanti, le tagliatelle verdi alla bolognese.
Say, Mrs. Grandma, I'd like to thank you for letting me and Lenny eat with you. I mean, it ain't often we get to eat in public.
Oh, per carità. Mangi senza paura. Quelle sono tagliatelle verdi fatti da me.
You too.
Yeah, I am having fun. No, I'm not seeing any guys.
Put Len out for a minute.
Carmine, it couldn't be worse. Do you mind? I'm trying to have a conversation here. Yeah, Carmine, Lenny here.
All right, Len, the truth. Did you see another guys?
I don't think you got anything to worry about. If this thing with Anthony gets past the puppy love stage, I'll give you a jingle. Okay? Bye-bye.
What do you mean, puppy love? What romance? Hey, Len! Len!
Hello?
Hello?
Come on, Shirley. We got to get a good seat on the stoop for the fireworks.
Yeah, I'll help you put that on.
No, that's all right.
I got it. I know this woman backwards.
Oh,
yeah,
pal.
I got it. Let me help.
Please. I'll tell you what. It's such a warm night, I don't even need a sweater. But thank you anyway, Anthony.
All right. Come on.
Hey, look. If I give you a quarter, will you go away? Why would I go away from somebody that's giving me money? Hey, Shirley!
Look, isn't he cute, huh? Oh, you look just like a Laverne when she was a baby.
I think I ate too much. Could you please bring me some rolls to wash down my food with?
Well, don't worry, Grandma. I'll come visit you next year, and I'll know a lot of Italian. I'll just go over to my pop's house more often.
You don't live with your father?
No, I live with Shirley.
Fabrizio, vieni un po' qua. Fabrizio, ma come mai she don't live with you? But this is how you raise my granddaughter. Ma come, you take away from New York, where she's happy, and then you kick her out of your house? Ma che razza di padre sei?
You had to open your big mouth.
Hey, don't blame her.
Wait a second, Grandma. You don't understand. See, Pop didn't kick me out of the house. I just moved out of his house, cause...
So, of course, she's getting married.
Yeah, that's right.
You're getting married? Hey, who are you marrying? Is he nice? Is he Italian?
She's marrying, him. You get no more food.
Yes, we are getting married. As a matter of fact, we're getting married to each other. Why don't you stop being so shy and give your expected a warm, wet kiss? Come on. Right now.
To see Laverne get married and to see Italy again.
Why don't you see Italy again?
No. We're going to have the wedding while the whole family is here. Sunday, at the end of the feast.
Oh, great, I'm free.
Mom?
Daddy.
Mama, I'm going to save up money and I'm going to send you to Italy.
Ooh, I'm going to go with them on their honeymoon. I show you everything.
Mama... There's going to be no wedding. I lied. Laverne don't even like this guy. Nobody does.
No wedding?
No.
No Italy. No. This is what you do to me? You make fun of old lady?
Oh. No, Mama. I wanted to make you proud of me. Laverne marrying somebody you like.
I'm going to be proud of you when you do something to make me proud. Vergognati, prendere in giro anche tua madre.
Posso fare...
There's a lot of people that like me.
Come on, Pop. She didn't mean that.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course she didn't. Come on, let's go to the festival. Yeah, well, you promised to show me everything.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot of fun. You could go visit your friend Vinny Garanziolo and go throw bocce balls at each other. You like that?
And that is how Carmine and Shirley finally met.
Leonard.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to go away?
No, thank you very much.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, how do you like the short?
I want one of them balloons. A yellow polka dot one, please. Frank, will you hold this, please? Oh, here. And there. Just hold on tight. I got my money. You're spilling. Here you go.
Get away. Here, have a 20.
Get away from me. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Please, it's crazy.
Dancer, he's a boxer, he's a musician, he can move to music.
Hey, anybody see Levine?
No.
Stand still, don't move.
Now what did you do?
Nothing, I just bought a balloon.
Oh, boss. What did you have to do to win the hat? All I had to do was leave the booth. And don't call me boss.
Hey, come on. They're going to start the fireworks.
Oh. Ah. Oh. Ah.
What are you doing?
That's what people always say when it's fireworks.
That's right.
Oh.
But after they go off.
Oh. Lenny, you don't gotta be scared. It ain't like thunder. It's fake.
Huh. Oh, look at those.
Boring fireworks, huh, Pop?
Yeah.
That's not a happy face, Pop. Look, let's go over and get Shirley and we'll hang her upside down. That always makes you laugh.
You know, she's never been proud of me.
Shirley? She's always been proud of you.
No, I'm talking about Mama.
Oh, Grandma. Well, look, but why don't I just tell her that I'll move back in with you and... I'll tell her in Italian.
That's nice, Muffin, but there's only one way to make Mama proud.
Yeah.
I'm going to send Mama on a trip to Italy.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? How are you going to get the money?
What money? I'm going to win the trip. Come Sunday, I'm going to climb this pole.
What, are you crazy? That's for young guys, Pop.
What are you telling me? I'm old now?
No, but you're going to be the only one out there wearing a truss. You know you could hurt yourself.
I'm going to climb this pole.
But, Pop...
Don't bother. I'm going to win a trip for Mama, and I'm going to make her proud of me. You'll see.
Please.
Nice hat. Hey, Edmund, did you see my pop?
Oh, well, he's working out. He'll be around in a minute.
Oh, you got yourself a toy.
This is to wet Frank down. Oh. Look, Laverne, you got to do something about this pole climbing business. He's in no shape for anything like that. I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm going out to find a bunch of guys with big muscles to be on his team.
It'll be a tough job finding that many guys.
It's easy when you love your work.
Water.
Step right up, folks. Ring the bell, win a bunny. Come on, step right up. One at a time. Here you go. Don't be shy. Step right up, ring the bell, win a bunny. Come on, who's going to be first? Here we go. Step right up. Step.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, honey. Want to win a prize?
Yeah, but I don't need no bunny, you know.
Well, you see anything you like?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'd like to get together with you. Maybe I could close down the booth for 3-4 days.
No. I don't have time for that. I'm looking for guys.
Hey.
Can I have 70 bucks?
When is a door not a door?
No, this is for real. I met this group of guys in the street, and they said they would help my pop in the pole climbing contest, but they wanted 70 bucks, and I know you have vacation money, Cheryl.
No, I don't, Laverne.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
you
I do.
You have money in your shoes.
No, I don't.
Yes,
Laverne.
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
All I have is Xeno pads in my shoes.
All right for you. Oh, hey, Anthony. Hi. Ah! Oh, that's so unfair.
Here, I got. I can't believe you taped it to your socks.
Okay, you can have it. Okay, now this is 40. I need 30 more. You want to give it to me or do you want to wrestle for it, huh? All right, you can have it. Hey, Gina! Come on up, I got the money! Come on, give it to me.
But it's not because I'm afraid to wrestle you. It's because I got too much class. Fat face.
This is real sweetie of Cheryl. Come on in.
Hey, baby, you look great hanging out of the window.
Thanks, Gino. Here's your money.
You know, after all, 70 bucks is quite a bargain for a trip to Italy.
3 would have been a bargain.
No, I mean a trip to Italy costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and these guys are going to win it for us for just 70 bucks.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you should keep your money.
You mean you're all going to do it for free?
Yeah, but for ourselves. I mean, why should we win a fancy trip for you? Hey, thanks for the idea, cutie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, cutie.
What a papa.
Hey, Laverne, where would you like me to pick you up tonight?
Well, Gina, why don't you just drive halfway over the Triborough Bridge and then make a sharp right?
I'll send you a postcard from Palermo.
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, dear. You know, somehow I feel responsible for this.
Somehow, you ruined the whole thing.
I ruined it.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to go out with that guy.
I have to go out like that guy.
You liked a man who was squeezing me for my last dime?
Yes, I did, and that's not the point anyway. Without Gino, what is my father going to do, huh?
Well, you'll have to think of something else. We'll think of something
else.
Okay. Yeah, we had that pole climbing contest right in our back pocket until you open that big yap of yours.
Hi, it's Carmine calling from Milwaukee. Want to talk to him?
My big yap?
Yeah.
I lend you $70 a... Well, first of all, my dear, my yap is just the right size. And second of all, how'd you like a snack? Come on. Come on.
You remember Carmine? Carmine, Milwaukee?
Come on, just try it. Try it. Come on, Adair.
Wait a minute. Oh. Wait someplace. There she goes. Oh, wait a minute. I think she's coming back. Hold on. You want to talk to Carmine?
What's going on there?
You can talk to Carmine. long. I don't know. I don't know. As far as I can figure it out, they're fighting over some guy named Gino. But I really wouldn't worry about it, though. I mean, this Gino thing will nip it right in the bud, and I think I got the romance with Anthony pretty well under control.
Who's Gino? Who's Anthony? What romance?
This must be costing you a fortune, Carmine. I'll see you later.
I'm coming, Chiro. I'm coming. Don't move. I'm coming.
Wait, hold it. Whoever's on the bottom, smile.
I'm not going up that pole if I have to get that filthy.
Cheryl, you promised me you pushed on.
And I crossed my heart because you had me in a stranglehold.
Look, the girl said we had that 9 people on a team and you're the 9th.
And believe me, Cheryl, you were a last resort. What about your grandmother? She's very spry.
Cheryl, she's an old lady.
Dude, look at that. Look at it. They look like slimy, slathering mounds of grease.
Hello.
Oh, good, you're here.
Yeah, of course we're here. Well, you girls ready to hug the big gooey pole?
Somehow you make it sound more disgusting than it is.
I make everything more disgusting than it is.
Say, girls, I see you've got the winning time so far. Thanks again for the idea, sweetheart.
Oh, forget it. Please, forget it.
And I wouldn't go packing my bags to Italy either, because we are going to beat the pants off of you.
No way. No way.
Did you see how fast he got up that pole?
Hey. What's all this thank you stuff about? Is this something Carmine should know about?
I'm not at all happy. She's a little nervous. Okay, why don't you eat your sandwich?
No. Hey, what are you doing? We're supposed to keep these sandwiches as souvenirs of New York.
Oh, don't look good for that guy.
Lado.
Okay.
The DeFazio family is next. Will the DeFazios please report to the pole? Will everyone please
clear
the area around the pole?
Call me team.
Hey, Lado, where's your brothers?
Tell me this is the pole.
Ah, good.
Okay. Everybody, listen up. I got this thing figured out. Now, everybody, try not to touch the pole at all.
Good idea.
We just make a pyramid and climb on each other's backs. Got it? Good idea.
Okay,
good idea.
Great. I'm going to climb on Shirley.
And I'll break your legs.
Ideas off.
DeFazio team, you've got 30 seconds to report to the pole or you'll be disqualified.
Okay. Let's go.
Wait. Good luck.
Let's go.
Excuse me, Mrs. Grandma. Could you hold this for us?
Oh.
You're the only one we trust with. And try to remember who's this witch.
The time to beat belongs to Gino Lacazzi's team.
Ready? Go.
You have 2 minutes.
Remember, a pyramid.
It's too high.
Oh, Lenny, you're only 6 feet off the ground.
Yeah, you big baby.
Okay, come on, you're next.
Don't kiss the pole. Don't
go up, Cheryl.
Here she comes.
All right, hold her up. Okay, come on, you're next.
Come on, give me a kiss.
No.
I'm coming, Cheryl!
Hey!
No!
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 less than a minute left.
All right, Jill, I'm coming. All right, don't look down. Don't look down, Jill.
Who's that? Oh, Carmine Ragusa.
Right, come on.
He got you.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so weird. That I don't think that is possible.
All right, who's Anthony? Who's Anthony? Don't Carmine me. Who's Anthony?
Yeah, 40 seconds.
Okay, Carmine, stand still. I'm going to climb on your shoulder.
All right, who's that?
Carmine,
who's that?
I can explain everything.
All right, Lenny told me you had a couple of minutes. Anthony.
I have not a problem.
You have 30 seconds to go.
Come on, Lenny, you can do it.
Anthony,
so
tell me who
all
are.
All right, I'll tell you exactly who they are.
You have 20 seconds.
On your team. I'm sorry, but you're disqualified. The winner is Gino Lacozzi's team.
Is your father still disappointed about losing, Laverne?
A little, but he'll get over it.
Okay, what am I, a pack mule? I mean, why don't you just rent my back out to little kids for rides?
Oh, come on, Cheryl. It's my grandmother's birthday.
Well, why aren't you coming with me?
Because I want to stay here with my grandma. I got a surprise for her.
I'm going to sing for She's a Jolly Good Fellow in Italian.
That's very good. Very good. You're becoming a regular little international songbird.
Yeah, I hope so.
Careful. Okay. Where did I put them words?
Oh, she's gonna love this. It's just gonna break her heart. Oh, Grandma!
Perchy un grel bel tipo. Perchy and un grel bel tipo. Perchy un grel bel tipo. In esso suona poi diridino.
Huh? Pretty good, huh? I'm working on another song, Blue Moon, but I don't know how to say blue in Italian.
Shimonito.
Shimonito. Mm-hmm. Shimonito Moon. Yeah, I like it. Shimonito Moon.
Your father said he don't want to come to my party. Shimonito!
I have a feeling that don't mean blue. What does Shimonito mean, Grandma? Come on, Grandma. Ah, oh, Grandma, come on. You can tell me.
It means stupid.
I was singing Stupid Moon?
Oh, she's calling me stupid like always.
You calling my pop stupid? Well, that isn't very nice. Do you have any idea what this man gave up just so he could make this trip? A new TV. And you know how much he loves the Untouchables. I mean, all you've done since you've been here is pick on him and yank at his mustache. Well, I don't think I want to go to your party. And I'm not going to sing any more songs for you either.
You ought to wash your mouth out with soap.
I'm on your side. You don't wash your own side's mouth out with soap.
That's your grandmother. You show her respect. When she invites you to the party, it's because she loves you.
You're not going.
With me, that's different. Just be ashamed to have me around. Besides, she thinks I'm stupid, and maybe I am.
But, Pop, lots of times you call me stupid. You don't really mean it, do you?
One time when you ate the dog food.
Well, I bet she doesn't really mean it either. You don't really mean it either, do you, Grandma? Grandma. Grandma. Grandma.
Poor Laverne. Oh, come here. Let me tell you something about your father. When his papa died, you know what your father did? He got himself two jobs. One before school and one after. He was the best. There never was a son so good.
You talk about him like he's dead. He's still here.
Yes, but he's not here enough. He moved away too far. So you see, Laverne, when I yell at your papa, there's a reason. Because, you see, if I have to think about how much I love him, then I'll have to think about how much I miss him.
Misses you, Pop.
You miss me, Mama?
All the time. I love you, Fabrizio.
Mama.
Ma figlio mio! Torna a New York! Torna da tua madre! Torna che mi manchi tanto!
Job. Don't you think I deserve some kind of reward?
Sure, what do you want?
Could I make out with Shirley?
No.
And how about some Cracker Jack?
You got it. You drive a hard bargain, man.
You see what I mean, Carmine?
Look at the whole party. Let's go.